tell us a little bit about your exciting initiative, because we all had our slippers ready for Slipper Day, and now it seems that we can have them ready for a whole week.
Yes, who doesn't want to wear slippers for a whole week, eh?
Exactly.
As you know, we're in a national lockdown, and Slipper Day contributes to 25% of our yearly fundraising budget, and we had to postpone. But dreams can't be locked down. So this means that many children who are suffering from life-threatening illnesses are seeing their dreams being put on hold. And that is why we've partnered with Wimpy to bring you Slipper Week, which will run from the 10th to the 16th of August. So how this works is you can help us to make a difference by making a donation today and supporting Virtual Slipper Week. You can log on to Wimpy's website and make a donation of 30 Rand or more, and you will receive a voucher for free filter coffee that you can redeem at your nearest Wimpy.
So that is amazing to think that Wimpy have come on board, and for a small donation, you can still enjoy one of the best coffees in the country.
Exactly. And you can also join in on the social media and tag Reach for a Dream and Wimpy SA and share your slipper selfie where you are wearing slippers to support us, and use the hashtag Better Together Moments and Virtual Slipper Week.
So this is really fun, because we know that many children are not going to school at the moment and it's cold. So, I mean, who needs another excuse to wear slippers other
exactly.
than it's going to make a real big difference in the lives of the young dreamers? So, Sandra, you are based in the Free State, but you work for in the Free State as well as the Northern Cape. Tell us a little bit about some of the dreams that are waiting to happen and that the money will be going towards.
We have a young man who's 12 and he's very tech savvy. He wants a Samsung J3, so he's very specific. It's got to be a Samsung J3 phone. And then we have our 12-year-old young lady. She loves clothes and fashion and she wants to go on a shopping spree. She's never been able to go to a mall and just shop until her heart is content. And then our third dreamer I'd like to speak about is a very bright young lady who wants to study and be a doctor one day, and she wants a laptop so she can chase her dreams.
So now that gives us such a special insight as to what these children are thinking about. And Sandra, what does a dream day do for a dream child?
You won't believe how much it means to a dream child and a family when you fulfill a dream. Like, the day is just so special. It allows them to forget about the illness for just one day and just to be treated like a child again. You know, when they're in hospital and receiving treatment, everyone forgets that they are also just children. They're extremely brave and they face things that many of us adults would not be able to do without feeling sorry for ourselves. And these kids are so resilient. But a dream day just gives them hope, and it just shows them that tomorrow is worth fighting for and we haven't forgotten about them. And it's just a day to show them how much we appreciate them and how brave we think they really are.
So let's celebrate these dreamers for a whole week. It is Slipper Week at Reach for a Dream. And Sandra, tell us again, what is the website where people can go and support Virtual Slipper Week?
They can go to www.wimpy.co.za and then you can just click on Reach for a Dream, or you can contact me directly and I can send you our banking details.
Fantastic. Sandra, how do we get a hold of you?
You can email me, sandra@reachforadream.org.za, and please post your pics of you drinking coffee and wearing your slippers. We'd love to see them, and we just want to be able to create a hype, because together we can make dreams come true. Long after lockdown has been forgotten, these dreamers will still be fighting their life-threatening illnesses, and we don't want them to feel like they've been forgotten.